Hi there, you're listening to This Podcast Is For Women, episode number 37. This is Coaching Chat with myself, Adrienne Everhart, and my guest, Helena Hart. And we just wanted to take an episode and tell you a little bit about what's going on in our lives. We're going to share a little information about the topic of pursuing a man, changing yourself to be with a man, really accommodating him, pleasing him in hopes that he will like you or the relationship will just grow in a different direction. So we're going to talk about that a little bit, but mostly we're just here to talk about our lives and just kind of share with you a little behind the scenes of what goes on in our lives with Coaching Chat. So hi, Helena, how are you?
Hi, great. Thank you so much for having me on. I think this is my first time on your podcast, so I'm really excited to be here.
It is. I've been a little slow in the podcast world. I used to have a little live call-in class on Tuesdays, and it probably should have been a podcast. I was ahead of the crowd with that one, but I just didn't. I didn't realize I should make it into a podcast. I didn't think anybody would want to listen to it, quite frankly.
It's so funny. I remember we were talking on the phone a few weeks ago for probably an hour, and we said, this should be a podcast. This is great material. I wish we'd been recording that call.
Yes. And so here we are. We're going to just open up and share a little bit because we are both married. We are both women who learned about feminine energy. A lot of you may not know this, but Helena was actually my coach. She coached me during a really pivotal time in my life where, you know, I wanted to be with my husband. I wasn't exactly sure how to do that. And Helena really set me straight on a lot of great topics, really including pursuing a man, because I was from this school of thought that there were certain things I needed to do or say to get a guy to kind of like wake up and realize I'm the one and want to be with me. And while I think there are some great feminine energy tools to do that, I don't think any of them are things that you need to manufacture, that you need to create. There's certainly some great exercises you can do, but I was really forcing outcome, like very specific outcomes. And I remember at one point you said, I am not a coach that's going to give you manipulation or tactics to get a guy. Yeah. And that was a real game changer for me because I had so much respect for you and what you said. So
I love that. I don't even remember saying that, but I know I get comments all the time. I just got one, I think yesterday, on one of my videos on YouTube from someone who said, this guy left. How do I make him beg me to go back to him? And what do I do? Because he's acting like he doesn't care. And I'm thinking, you know, what is this need to try to get this outcome from a man who clearly is not pursuing you? And I get questions like that all the time. And it's so important to actually heal that part of yourself that wants that outside validation, or the part of yourself that is trying to control the outcome or get a certain result. And everything just flows so much more easily when you do it that way.
So I'm curious, what did you advise her to do? I'm just really curious. Or did you, one of those you screamed? Yeah.
I haven't responded to that one yet. I'll probably get it today. It's so hard. I mean, I just get hundreds of comments every week. Right. It's so hard to go through them, but I did notice that one. I think I will probably say something like, trying to get a result from a man who clearly is showing you very clearly with his behavior that he doesn't want to be there. That's a game you're never going to win. That's never going to get you permanent results. It's a clue that you're coming from ego. How do I make this guy who doesn't care about me to beg me to go back to him? I would look at that part of yourself and heal the part of yourself. Give yourself that thing that you're looking for in him. And when you do that, you'll naturally get bored and lose interest with any guy who doesn't want to be with you. And you'll start attracting a different kind of man and being attracted to a different kind of man who's more available, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And hearing you say these words, I'm like going back in time. I mean, this was a long time ago, and I'm remembering you telling me I needed to do that with myself. And I was like, oh God, like, you know, we're Like, where's the fun in that? Or where's the purpose in that? Like, I just want this guy, like, I just want this man back in my life. But that process really was ultimately what put me, you know, what we say, up on your pedestal, where that man is looking up at you and he sees how valuable you are and he wants you from an authentic place. But I really was in this place of like, I just want to get this result. And mm-hmm. to hell with what I'm going through, to hell with however much I have to put on a fake grin or be encouraging or say the right thing. I was just in total people pleasing mode to get this guy. Like, for example, Jeff had lost his parents, like one right after another. And so I felt like if I just always listened and always had something supportive about the afterlife, and what I was really doing was, in a way, I was just pushing an agenda on him and he could feel it. So it didn't matter how kind my words were. It didn't matter how much I smiled or laughed at his jokes or anything else I was trying to do. He didn't feel that authenticity that ultimately guys really want to feel. But when I did do that work, like what you're saying, and I found what I needed within myself, which was a journey, I very quickly, things turned around with him. And I'm just curious if, you know, you're happily married and you of course have a beautiful child. Like, in and around your house, do you still use these same tools that you teach us? And, you know, because a woman, just because you have a guy and you're married, you can still pursue him. Like, there are
absolutely
still ways.
Yeah. Yes. I love what you said, first of all. And I was so that way myself. That's why I know so much about this. I think a lot of women who are people pleasers naturally or really empathic or have big hearts can relate to that. It was like in my being to want to make a guy feel a certain way about me when a guy who was clearly not emotionally available or going to be into me for the long haul. So I completely understand what that feels like. And I think a lot of women who come to us, they want to just get that guy. And through this work, they really transform and they start to love themselves more and get bored, really lose interest in that man. Usually, I mean, sometimes I say a small percentage of time, the guy was right and she was just pushing him away and things come back together. But a lot of times he just simply wasn't the right one. And we can mm-hmm. talk more about that. But yeah, absolutely. I mean, as most people know, I'm married to such a phenomenal man. He's so masculine energy. He does so much. And we were chatting a little bit before we started recording. And I often feel the urge to want to like give something right back to him. mm-hmm. I don't know if you can relate to that. And it's just not what he wants. It's like he's doing things because that's what he likes to do. He's a masculine guy. He wants to take care of me and help out and do things, especially now with the baby. We were chatting before we started to actually pull a muscle in my back a few days ago. So I've just been having such a hard time walking and getting around, and he's been doing everything. Even before I pulled the muscle in my back, he's been doing so, so much. He, Aww. You know, is up with the baby in the middle of the night so I can sleep because I'm taking care of him during the day. Then he goes to work for a long time during the day, comes home, makes us dinner, does the dishes. I mean, he just does so much. And is just happy to do that. And there's so many examples of me trying to give back in the wrong ways. So we laugh about it together now. It's not like it's going to push him away because he's there. He's the right one for me, right? But I remember the other night I was like, you know, maybe I should learn how to cook something. For those of you who don't know, I am just not domestic at all. It's just not my strength at all. I think I might like it. I just have never been that way. I like to spend my time doing other things. I mean, I think one day I might love, you know, learning some new recipes and stuff. Just right now, it's just not really my thing. And I was like, maybe I should learn some things and like cook dinner for you one night or something. And he's like, honestly, I'd prefer it if you didn't cook. I said, what are you talking about? Well, I've never told this story before. I didn't know I'd be sharing this today. So it might be a little jumbled, but I was like, what do you mean? Wouldn't that be nice? You come home, there's dinner on the table. He's like, no, because I don't think you're doing that because you'd really love to do it. If it's something you really wanted to do and you loved it, then of course, like, go for it. But he's like, I get the sense that you're just doing that out of obligation because you feel like you need to do something. And yeah, that was totally right. I didn't even realize that I was doing that. It wasn't like a conscious thing, but yeah, I felt like, okay, he's doing all this for me. I need to give something right back to him. there's so many examples of that. He bought me this really beautiful necklace earlier this week that was so meaningful with like three stones, you know, one, so thoughtful, one for when we met and one for when we got married and then one for the baby. It's so amazing. I cried. It was just the sweetest thing. I'm like, I want to buy you something. Let me buy you a present. What do you want? Like, what, you know, let me buy you something. So it's right. Not what he wanted, right? That's not why he did that. And I mean, I could just talk forever about that, but absolutely. Uh-huh. I feel the urge to like, giving back is great, but I tend to want to do it in these kind of very masculine ways that, mm-hmm. we laugh about it. It's just not what he's looking for. I don't think that's what men are looking for when they give to us. I'm curious if you've had experiences like that, Adrian.
Hi everyone. This is Adrian Everhart. If you're enjoying my podcast and also enjoy my YouTube channel, I suggest you go a little bit deeper into one of my self-study programs. I recommend everyone start with my ebook, 500 Ways to Talk to a Man. It also comes with a 2-day video class. This ebook has transformed the lives of so many women because I help you get aligned with your natural feminine energy and learn to speak and phrase your words in a way that really connects to a man's heart instead of challenging him with masculine energy. I can teach you so much more in my self-study programs. I have something for every topic that you may be interested in. And of course, New Man Manifesto, which is a 12-week manifesting course. It comes with homework and lots of extras. So head on over to my website, everheartcoaching.com, to learn more.
You know, I want to tell you, Tom is a very unique and amazing big guy, because I think a lot of men, if you said, oh, well, I want to cook you dinner, they'd be like, okay, you know, like, no problem. Sure. Cook me dinner. And I think he's perceptive enough. He's emotionally mature enough to realize that my partner's doing this for reasons that, mm-hmm. you know, to level the playing field, or
yes.
just to reciprocate kindness, because, you know, it is an important thing to reciprocate. I do really love to, if someone does something good for me, I don't really feel indebted as much as like, oh, like I'm going to get them back one day. Like I'm going to give them something wonderful. Like I'm kind of on the lookout for it. I'm curious though, what is Tom's love language? Do you know his love language?
He says it's quality time. And I think that's probably right. Yeah. We actually recorded a video for my YouTube channel together. It was on 3 feminine habits that bring a man closer about a month or so ago, actually right before the baby was born, a couple days before he was born. And he said in it, what I'm actually looking for when I give to you is just that it had an impact on you, not necessarily mm-hmm. words of affirmation or you telling me how much you appreciate me. And of course mm-hmm. I do that all day long. He's like, it's just, I want to see that it improved your mood, or that it made you feel good, or you got to have a little extra sleep if that's what you needed. So yeah, he's not looking for me to give him something back or do acts of service or even words of affirmation. I think it's the quality time. And well, he said that seeing that it made an impact or made me happy is enough.
Don't you love that? Because mm-hmm. we are always telling our clients this, that men want to bring women pleasure. Like ultimately they want to bring you pleasure. And if you can just kind of lean back and create that space for them to do that, they'll get activated to do things like cook dinner or chores or things like this. So you and I are kind of similar. Like Jeff and I cook both a little bit. He does most of the cooking and he does most of the kitchen cleaning. And I'll offer to like kind of help and he'll go, no, like don't, just go relax. So nice to have a partner that just, they have been activated into that place of, I want to do this for you because it brings me pleasure to see you happy, to see you satisfied.
It's so true. And it's funny because I think a lot of people think that like cooking and cleaning or even mothering, like parental kind of stuff, is like a feminine thing. But I know that we actually think of feminine energy mm-hmm. in a different way. I think doing and giving and nurturing are actually masculine qualities. So it's actually a masculine thing for a guy to want to do those things for you. And of course, I still feel the need to like want to do something right back. But it's, I don't know if I'll ever get it in my head that he just wants to make me happy. It's funny. I mean, I have a lot of awareness around it and we laugh about it, like I said, but yeah, that's really interesting that your husband likes to do those things too. I actually didn't know that.
Yeah. I like hardly ever cook. And if I do cook, I have to be like, hey, leave me alone in the kitchen. I want to cook this, because he'll just get in there and, mm-hmm. and find a way to like do stuff. So let's see. I think you said Tom, he likes to receive quality time, but he's an act of service, like giver.
Oh, how he likes to give. You know, actually, that's great. I haven't actually thought about that before. Yeah, I would say probably acts of service, physical touch is how I like to receive. And he's great mm-hmm. with that too. So yeah, I would mm-hmm. say he's probably acts of service and how he shows it. And he likes quality time. So yeah, he loves just spending time with me. Like that's all he really wants, and then, or that, mm-hmm. you know, just to be happy. So yeah, it's great. I love that you brought in the love languages.
Yeah. You know, I don't really depend on them too much, because I'll always get someone who again gets confused and says, oh, my love language is receiving gifts, and my partner didn't give me the Louis Vuitton bag I wanted. So, you know, I'm not receiving the gifts I want. I know that's a really extreme situation, but, you know, receiving gifts can be very small things as well, such as making you a meal, opening a door for you, you know, getting a glass of water if you've gone to bed at night. There are so many ways that a man can bring you gifts. In my relationship, I'm an actual gift giver. I love to give people presents. I love to give more than what they're expecting. If I go out and I tip at a restaurant, I like to surprise someone with money or a gift. And my friends have always said I'm very generous. But it is one of the ways I get pleasure and happiness from someone, is I like to give them something. I don't so much like to be given gifts myself. I'm a quality time person. I really like just be there with me, spend time with me, have good conversation. Like that's my favorite thing. But I think Jeff is probably, he's mostly words of affirmation. He likes to know what a great job he's done, how happy I am. And again, I think all guys like that. mm-hmm.
That's so interesting. I couldn't care less about gifts, and I'm terrible with giving gifts. So every like birthday, Christmas, holiday, I'm like, just tell me what you want. And he's like, I don't want anything. That's like our issue with Christmas is coming up. It's like, hey, just get yourself something, or tell me what you, I have no idea what to get you. And he's like, I don't want anything. It happens every year. It's so funny.
Elena, I'll help you pick out a gift for him.
That would be amazing.
I am so good at gift giving and figuring out things to give people. Unless everybody's lying to me, I give really good gifts. So
I love that. Yeah, I'm terrible at it because I don't care either. I mean, he asked me the same thing. I'm like, I don't need anything. I don't want anything. We're both similar when it comes to that. So funny.
But yet he gave you a gift just the other day for no reason. Except like mm-hmm. it's from my heart. This represents, that's the best type of gift to get.
So true. Oh my gosh. I cried. It was the sweetest thing. Yeah.
I'll have to see photos of this. Have you went public with it at all? Or?
No, I just got it yesterday. You know, I was going to wear it today if we were going to do this on video, but then I hurt my back. And so I'll have to wear it this weekend sometime.
Well, maybe I'll put a little link. If you put it on Instagram or something, I'll put a link so everyone can see how beautiful it is.
So. Oh yeah. Love it.
And I'll send everyone a picture of my clean kitchen.
Oh, so great. I love hearing that. I love hearing more about your relationship and things that people probably don't know about you.
You are invited to join my online coaching community, iHeart Love Academy. On my private app, you can attend a monthly class and receive coaching with me. You can also explore guest coaches and speakers, post your questions and receive help from my coaching community, or offer advice to a fellow Diamond Girl. You also have access to our growing library list of classes and workshops, plus group member chat. There's so much fun in this group, and I especially love the supportive community. You can join iHeart Love Academy and receive 3 days free and enjoy as many classes as you like, then join on a monthly basis. You can cancel at any time. To join us, head on over to diamondgirl.me/group. That's diamondgirl, diamondgirl.me/group. I can't wait to see you in the group at iHeart Love Academy. Hi, everyone. This is Adrienne Everhart. If you're enjoying my podcast and also enjoy my YouTube channel, I suggest you go a little bit deeper into one of my self-study programs. I recommend everyone start with my ebook, 500 Ways to Talk to a Man. It also comes with a 2-day video class. This ebook has transformed the lives of so many women because I help you get aligned with your natural feminine energy and learn to speak and phrase your words in a way that really connects to a man's heart instead of challenging him with masculine energy. I can teach you so much more in my self-study programs. I have something for every topic that you may be interested in. And of course, New Man Manifesto, which is a 12-week manifesting course. It comes with homework and lots of extras. So head on over to my website, everheartcoaching.com, to learn more.
And your husband, I think that's so fun.
Jeff and I took a long time to unfold and get to that place of marriage. It's like we'd be on, you know, we'd date for like 6 or 9 months and then we'd break up. And we went through 2 different breakups. And then one where I really walked away from him. And then he came back to me almost 3 months to the day and wanted to marry me. And that was it.
Amazing. And
it is, especially because, you know, I'm older than you are. And I really do think the game changes the more you get into your 40s. My rule with all women that are over 40, I pretty much tell them it's about a 90% chance you're going to have to walk away from a man to get him to really commit and be with you, especially if you've found me because you're having some issue. He's not committing. He's not coming towards you. And he'll have you as a girlfriend for forever, but maybe you haven't met his children and you're not engaged, or you want to be a wife or whatever it may be. And that's why they find me. And I really think you have to walk away at some point.
I remember
to realize what he's lost.
Yeah. You said that. I remember you said that once on a video that we recorded from my YouTube channel on, I believe it was 5 things to say or text when a man pulls away. And that always stuck with me. And I think that's why people just love you and are obsessed with your work. They just resonate so much with your story. I mean, you're like ultimate success story. You broke up twice and you managed to turn things around. And he wanted to get married. You have this beautiful marriage now for years and years. And I think people want that. And that's initially why they come to you. I think I think people who come to me are sometimes at a different place. They're wanting to start off on the right foot and attract a brand new man, right? Mm-hmm. Well, actually, initially, I think they're stuck on an unavailable man who's not the right one. And through my work, typically, this is like the classic person that comes and watches my videos or listens to my podcast. They end up not wanting that guy anymore, where I think women who are drawn to your work often, they actually do want to make things work with a guy where it really could work, but they're doing things that are pushing him away. That's my understanding. I mean, there's always exceptions. I don't know. Would you agree with that?
Yes. In one part, yes. In another part, I do have women who are also stuck on that unavailable man and they come to me and they want him back. And I help them make progress because I believe that that man is in front of you to teach you something.
Yeah.
And you're either going to turn it around with him, or very soon after him, you're going to find the man that you're meant to be with. Because I believe when that guy's in front of you, he's teaching you something, you're learning something, you're working with a coach, you're learning all these tools and things that you've missed out. Helena, you know this. how many times a month or a week do you get an email where someone says, I wish I would have known this sooner.
Oh, I wish I'd known all this material. Yeah. Right. I love that. I love that you mentioned that. Yeah, I didn't know that you attracted that type of, that's, I guess, where people, you know, we have people in common that listen to both of us. I think that's phenomenal. I could just talk forever about that.
It's a really beautiful thing because they, you know, in some cases, I mean, I have a program, it's out there, the ABCs to get him back. I have helped so many women get back their guy, but I would say for probably every woman I help improve things with her partner, it includes walking away of some sort and rebuilding with him, like brand new. But for every woman that I do that with, there's the same amount of women who say, you know what, I finally saw this guy for what he really is. And if he doesn't love me, if he doesn't think I'm the best thing in the world, why am I pursuing him? Why am I chasing him? You know? Mm-hmm. And when they reach that point, it's just like, oh my God, magic. This is beautiful.
It's so true. It's so true. I think that's great. I love that so much. I just love seeing the transformation in women. I have a live podcast, or I have a podcast, Master Your Magnetism. As you know, you've been on it a few times, and I broadcast it live every other Friday now, and people can call in and type their questions into the chat on Bullhorn. I can include links. It's totally free, or I can send you a link to include if anyone's interested in that. But I love seeing the transformation of people over just a few months. It doesn't take that long. Just people who have been listening have been like, you know, trying to get that unavailable guy, and then they, you know, heal themselves. They start loving themselves more, ramping up their own self-esteem and self-love, and quickly get bored with him. And then it's just amazing how fast they attract a guy who's just incredible. And they see the difference. I love just hearing the distinction. Like, the last guy was breadcrumbing me, and this guy is just perfect. He's moving things forward. I never have to worry about where I stand with him. I love seeing that transformation in people.
It's a beautiful thing. And now I will include your Bullhorn link, because I think I'm going to be on your podcast this week as well, correct?
Yes, this Friday at 12 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, which is 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. And it's my 100th episode. So we'll do some fun giveaways. And like I mentioned, you can call in, talk to us personally. It's totally free. It's just so much fun. I love the community of women over there. And I love having you on. You're just absolutely one of my favorite people to bring on my podcast. And you're everyone else's favorite too. So I had to bring you on for my 100th episode.
Aww. Well, we definitely bonded through some tough times. We really, really did. And I think that you know, you are definitely part of my, who I've become as a feminine energy woman, just realizing I had this energy in me and just understanding I didn't have to do something. I didn't have to make someone love me. I didn't have to prove to them how well I fit into their life. One of the reasons I wanted to do this coach chat is that we are very real people. We've gone through a lot of difficult things in our lives, and we've grown and we've kept going. Helena and I, we've talked about this. We both had health, you know, really serious health things happen to us that held us back in one way or another. And we've overcome those, and we just keep putting one foot in front of the other. And it's amazing how masculine energy is just drawn to that authenticity. And you don't have to fake who you are. You don't have to pursue a man and convince him to love you.
So true. And I, like I mentioned, had to learn all of that myself, because I was just in my being to want to people please. And I don't know about you, Adrian, but something I've been seeing a lot lately is women who are so empathic. They just have huge hearts, and they tend to either be stuck on a man, or they attract men who are kind of wounded. They have trust issues. Maybe they've been cheated on or hurt a bunch of times in the past. And that causes the woman to kind of take on this masculine energy role and not only try to protect him, but also sort of try to show him that things are going to be different if they were together, show him that they're different from everyone else. Like, if a man's been cheated on, this woman has the urge to show him that she's a loyal, true blue woman. Or if he complains about his clingy ex or something like that, she wants to show him that she's independent and she's not clingy and she needs space too. And I mean, there's so many different examples. Do you see that as well? I'm just curious.
Oh yeah. And, but you know, I do think there's been a little slight uptick in that sort of situation. I don't know if our clients are changing as we change, but not too long ago, a woman was telling me she was out on a date with a man, second or third date. And she said, he wanted to tell me all about his past exes. And I said, oh, you know, you don't have to listen to that. You can tell him you're uncomfortable. She goes, oh, no, no, no. I want to hear everything about his past ex so I'll know what to do right for him.
Wow.
And yeah, and just that statement that you want to get the dirt on the exes to know how to walk the straight line for this guy, that is not happiness long term. That is not sustainable long term in a relationship. And it really just almost felt like you need to change yourself so radically to get this person to love you. But yeah, I do see that. And it's funny, it's interesting you said empathic, because they are otherwise very much caring, loving, beautiful people who just believe that you have to change yourself in these ways to get someone to love you.
Mm-hmm. So true. And it can be very, very subtle. I heard from a woman the other day who is really into this guy. And I think they're just friends at this point, but he told her a story how his last girlfriend, he hated how she would drag him to brunch every Sunday with all her friends. Then she had it planned out. They'd go on a hike, and he just hated having his Sunday planned out like that, having to do a bunch of social things. He just wanted to relax. And so she felt the urge to say, oh, I'm so not like that. I don't really get the whole brunch thing with friends, and I don't like to plan things out on Sunday. And even though, you know, that maybe necessarily wasn't really true for her, she felt the need to say, oh, I'm not like that. I'm not like that. And the funny thing is that when you're doing that, I call it going into convincing mode, and it happens in very, very subtle subconscious ways. That's actually not what makes a man feel drawn to you. It actually does just the opposite. A man can feel when you're trying to prove yourself to him, right? And you have him up on a pedestal, don't you think?
You know, it's just an interesting phenomenon that happens. And I don't know if I have to say, I think it was in me from the time I was kind of a young girl, because I would meet these shy guys. And I felt like I would have to do everything to get them to like me, and add in a dash of people pleasing, and just my natural character is to give, and I felt like this is how you build and manufacture a relationship with someone. But yeah, you're the one on the pedestal, not them. You so want them true. Looking up at you. And really, if you meet a guy who is a project, you know, and you want to, your inspiration is to fix his life and help him, it's going to be a troubled path, in my opinion. Because at some point that masculine and feminine energy get out of balance, and the man can feel that you're doing it for him or you're helping him in some way, and he just doesn't feel like a guy. It just doesn't feel good to them. So
it's so true. I think in one of the episodes we recorded for my podcast, you said something like you used to create a resume for this guy to help him get a job, send it out to potential employers, follow up. And I think you even said, I don't know if it was the same guy or a different one, that you had created a whole PowerPoint presentation on why the two of you should be together.
Oh yeah. I never sent it, but I did create this PowerPoint presentation, which had like photos of us and like memories of us together, and just reminding him how good we are together. At some point with this guy, I realized if he doesn't love me the way I am, if he can't remember this stuff, and if he doesn't know how wonderful I am, why would I want to be with someone who doesn't know how wonderful and loving I am? Why would I want to convince someone to be with me? And the thing that we didn't talk about that we should talk about maybe the next time we chat is how it looks when a man is pursuing you, what it looks and feels like to have a man pursuing you and the woman not having to do the work.
I think that would be amazing, because I think so many people don't even have a framework in their brain for what that's supposed to look like. I know I didn't. I didn't really have that modeled to me growing up, and I just kind of saw people settling and I thought that that's what you kind of had to do. Everything was kind of a trade-off. And I didn't really have any examples of that. Then of course I didn't have any examples in my own life because I was just like you. I was always trying to convince a man of my value or show him how great we'd be together. Yeah. And so, yeah, I think that would be amazing. Maybe we could do that in our live broadcast on my podcast if you want.
Sure.
On Friday, or I'd be happy to record that with you anytime you want. I think that's a really, really good idea.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing about us and why I'm so certain everyone is going to like coach chat because you and I, we could just do this all day. We could do this for hours, but we have come to the end of our time. I'm going to conclude with this one question I have for you, Helena.
Okay.
I love it. Everyone's on the edge of their seats. Now that you are a mom to this beautiful, beautiful little baby, you have this wonderful husband, and all of your dreams are really coming true, your family dreams. What is your happiest time of the day and why? What's going on during your happiest time of the day?
Oh, I love that question. And I love that we just didn't prepare any of this at all. So I actually like being put on the spot like that.
Sorry.
I would have to say, no, I think it's so much fun. Our baby is 9 weeks old. He's actually turning 10 weeks tomorrow. And I think the happiest time is right before we put him to bed. He just started smiling like a couple days ago. It's just amazing to see the transformation. I didn't know anything about babies and neither did Tom. There was nobody less experienced with babies than the two of us. So it's been fun figuring all this stuff out together. So we'll have him, you know, on his back on the bed where, you know, swaddling him or putting an outfit on him or something. And he just started looking up at us and smiling and kind of laughing a little bit. And I just cannot even tell you the feelings that come up. And Tom is just melting and loving it. It's so fun watching him be a dad. Like, he's amazing with him. He's so intuitive and so patient, even more so than me probably. And so just watching the two of them and interacting with him and having him smile and interact with us finally after all these weeks of, you know, the newborn stage.
Yeah.
If you know anyone who's had a, you know, taken care of a newborn, it's like when they start to interact and look back at you and smile. So that's probably my favorite part of the day right now. Yeah, that the few minutes before putting him to bed.
Oh, I love that. It's just this beautiful golden hour of just happiness. And
funny, we did not know what to expect. We were very conscious of the fact that we had no idea what to expect. So everything is just like brand new and a surprise. And it's not always amazing and wonderful like that.
Sure.
Right.
Sure.
But a lot of the times it is. And so I love just sharing those moments together and just seeing him, you know, come to life and become more alert and smile and laugh is just the best thing ever. I love it.
Oh, I love it. Well, along with your necklace, maybe we can have a photo of your beautiful, beautiful smiling baby. That would be awesome.
Yeah. I have little reels and photos on Instagram too at Helena Hart Coaching. I can send you a link to include, or you just Helena Hart Coaching on Instagram. That's my only real account. I know there's lots of people using my name and photos, lots of fake accounts out there. It's like, I get rid of one and five more pop up. So yeah, just make sure you're following Helena Hart Coaching, and that's the one with videos of me and stuff like that. So if anyone wants to follow me on there, and I can give you some photos to include for sure.
Awesome. I'll be sure to add your Instagram and maybe a link to the photos. I think everyone would love to see it. Well, Helena, thanks for Coach Chat. I hope your back feels better. I hope you're able to get back to moving around soon.
Thank you. Yeah, slowly but surely I can walk now, but it's extremely slow. And so hopefully within a few more days. But this was great. I absolutely love this. I'm super excited for our interview or our little chat on my podcast live on Friday. And so, if anyone wants to follow me over there, Master Your Magnetism. It's my favorite thing I do now for sure. It's just so much fun. That's available on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or anywhere where you listen to podcasts. Fun seeing what's going on in your life. And I'm sure everyone loves hearing about that too.
You too. Okay. Well, you feel better and hopefully have you back soon for another edition of Coach Chat.
I would love to anytime. Yeah. Anytime. Thanks for listening to everyone. Hope to see you over on my podcast or YouTube or Instagram. I'll give Adrian all the information on where.
I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Coach's Chat with myself and guest Helena Hart. If you would like to hear more episodes just like this one, please drop me a message in the comments section or leave me a message on my Anchor FM recording app. The links are in the description. See you next week.